Welcome to episode 602 of Fly Away. Can't believe we're in the 600s already, y'all.
Yeah.
Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Donna. This week, we're taking you behind the scenes of life as a travel advisor, far away from beach chairs and boarding passes. Sandy and Donna just got back from Washington, D.C., where they spent the day on Capitol Hill advocating for the travel advisor industry and the clients we serve. In today's episode, we're sharing what those meetings with lawmakers actually look like, why advocacy matters, and how this side of the job helps protect and elevate our profession. So grab a drink and settle in as we pull back the curtain on a very different kind of work trip for your friendly neighborhood travel advisors. So let's get started. I just love that you ladies take time to go do this because
I'm so geeked out over like the whole politics and stuff. I just love it.
Yes. And I don't geek out quite as much as you. Geek out as much as you do, Sandy, but I love that you do. So I'm excited to hear about it. So we'll start with, for those that don't know what ASTA is, tell us a little bit about what ASTA is and what they do.
Yeah. So ASTA is the leading global advocate for travel advisors, the broader industry, and the traveling public. Mm-hmm. This is their blurb, by the way.
Yeah.
ASTA's diverse membership includes travel advisors, as well as companies whose products they sell, including airlines, hotels, cruise lines, tour operators, and car rental companies. So basically, they are our trade organization that lobbies on our behalf in Congress, among other things. That's one of the big things they do. We also do a lot of like training things through ASTA. They do the River Cruise Expo. They do a Caribbean Expo. They have a lot of other stuff too. But we have weekly or monthly meetings on the local level too. So, but this is the advocacy day where we actually go and talk to our lawmakers on behalf of everybody, the whole industry. And if it seems like we just did this, we did because I went to this in October, and the reason they did it again so soon was just because of the way the schedule fell with like election year.
Nobody's going to be in Congress in October.
Yeah. And they're trying next year. It'll be in June. So,
so we'll do this again in June.
Yeah.
Well, and next year.
A year.
Well, yeah. Next year. But we'll come back and do it all over again.
Yeah. Well, I think it's such a cool, I think it's cool too. Like, I would recommend listening to this podcast if you are a travel agent or a member of ASTA and you are thinking about doing Legislative Day. I think this will give you a good idea of what it's like and why you should go for it.
So. Yeah. Or we'll just all tag along with Sandy next year. And
I guess I would love that. You can see how young the people who are actually running these offices are.
Like half our age.
They were like our kids' age, Anna. That's who we spoke with.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
That's how it is. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Well, we had a couple of them in their 30s, but most of them were in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But that's the way it is. It's amazing to me because, like, it's not something my children would ever do is go work for a legislator on Capitol Hill. No. So it does. It's very interesting to me, why they chose these career paths and, that kind of stuff.
But I love that. I love that they're getting involved and at such a young age. I mean, I think that's fantastic. I think that's really fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the agenda, kind of like what this entailed.
Yeah. So day one is really all about training and getting you up to speed on the topics that we are going to discuss. They pick out the things that we're going to advocate for. But they want you to be totally prepared. So, for example, one of the bills one of the priorities that we were advocating for already has bipartisan support from quite a few lawmakers. So if you are a constituent of one of those lawmakers, they don't want you going into their office and saying, we'd really like you to co-sponsor this bill, you know, when they're already doing it, you know, so that they want you to be prepped so that, you know, you are showing ASTA in a good light and you're showing your professionalism. So, so they really do a good job of preparing you on that level, but they also bring in, industry people. Like we had, the chief of staff to the Secretary of Transportation came and spoke with us. The deputy assistant secretary for the Travel and Tourism Department of Commerce, various executives, Carson Kressley, who used to be on, Queer Eye. Yeah. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yeah. So he's he has been with ALG Vacations. ALG? Yeah. And he like is a spokesperson for them to advocate for travel agents. So I've actually seen him at a couple of ASTA events. But yeah, so it's really cool. You know, they really talk about like the just the nitty gritty, you know, like we have they talked about like the effect of gas prices on airlines, you know, like just like that kind of stuff, all the stuff that affects our industry day to day. So it's cool to get like that update from the people in Washington who are actually making decisions about that stuff. And so it's
now when you go, do you, I mean, do you have an idea of things that like things that are going to be discussed? And like, do you kind of have an idea of the kind of agenda or?
Yes,
so
because
my first time. And so,
and I've never done it, so I'm so I'm kind of a newbie here.
I honestly thought it was, I thought I was going to be the only one going. I thought I was going to be meeting with someone, and it was some issue that I thought was important. But once we got there, we were actually kind of given a, I get an agenda of what's already, they're already working on and kind of how we, they coached us on what we should be saying and how we should be presenting it and everything, because it does help our, it was all of this legislation that they're talking, that we were advocating for was all stuff to help our industry that is, it was just oversights. That it should have, it never should have happened, but it has happened and now we have to fix it.
And stuff that like, you know, so for example, the first person who was up on the stage was the chief of staff to the Secretary of Transportation. And he was being interviewed by Zane Kirby, who's the president of ASTA. And Zane brought up the ticketing act that we advocated for last time too. Basically it's the ticket refund that if a airline cancels a flight and you're not put on another flight, then they have to give you a refund within a certain amount of days. But the way that rule is written is that the person, the merchant of record has to give the refund, and travel agents can be the merchant of record, you know? So it's an oversight of like, no, you know, it, I mean, we can get into this more.
Yeah.
We don't have it. We never had it. So whenever he brought that up to this man, he was like, well, this is the first I've ever heard of this. And it's like, well, because we've been advocating for this. But you know, it's just about getting back in front of people and bringing it up and bringing it up. And honestly, every 2 years, there's a whole new Congress, you know? So it might be the same people in there, but it's like the clock starts over again for the legislation and the bills have to change, you know, so you have to keep putting your face out there and you have to keep reminding them of your priority because they get, they have a lot of people up, you know, coming in, talking to them about all kinds of important stuff. So, so, but what they do that's really good is they do a bunch of, they do a series of webinars before leading up to the event where they talk about all the stuff, like the logistics. Okay, wear comfortable shoes. This is what you want to like wear. This is what's going to happen. This is how your day is going to go. This is what you need to be aware of when you're going through security, you know, like all kinds of stuff like that. And then they had one that was about what the topics were going to be. So you can, like, if you watch that stuff before you come, then you already have an idea of what you're going to be, you know, talking about and stuff like that.
But I mean, going into it, I had no idea that it was this organized.
Well,
until
honestly,
I actually went through all the webinars.
The first time, well, I've been wanting to go to this for a long time, but mm-hmm. I was always intimidated because I felt like I couldn't go in there and advocate clearly and get the point across. And, you know, like I was just nervous that I couldn't do it. And that's really mm-hmm. not the case, because really, if it's something that affects you, then you can do it and you will like the, and this time I felt much more comfortable than last time too. So yeah, it's really cool. I like it a lot. it's just nice. Such a different thing. I really like, yeah, I like doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So do you want to, I mean, can you touch on some of the things that you, specific things you advocated for while you were there? Or
yeah.
Were you guys successful in anything? Or, I mean, tell me a little bit more.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Spoil okay. it for us.
So we had three legislative priorities that we were talking about. The airline ticket refund.
Yes.
Thing that I've mentioned. And mm-hmm. So that one we have been advocating for a while now, because it's like, we want you to change the language. We want right. it to say that the airlines have to refund the merchant of record within 20 or 7 days. And then the merchant of record refunds the customer within 7 days. So mm-hmm. it's never like the travel agency is out. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, 'cause if you can imagine, there are some travel agencies that do huge groups and they might have $30,000, $40,000 worth of, you know, airline tickets mm-hmm. for that group, you know, so and
right.
that would put someone out of business. So, and yeah. that is not, yeah, we never get pushback on that. Everybody's like, oh, wow. Yeah, we didn't, you know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, so number two, these are the same priorities that we did last October too, by the way, but
okay.
it's the ACPAC. So it's the Aviation Consumer Protection Advisory Committee with the DOT. The ACPAC Modernization Act is asking them to put someone from the travel agency on this committee. And the committee's only like four people as it is. But our point is, if we had somebody representing us on that committee mm-hmm. where decisions are being made about our, you know, our industry, then that like airline ticket refund thing wouldn't have happened, you know, like they would right. have said, wait a minute, did you know that that travel agencies sell like however many billions of dollars, you know, like it's so mm-hmm. yeah. So by not having, because people still don't even, so a lot of people don't think travel agents even exist, you know, so right. so it's that's yeah, so
we
that's,
do
that's another one. Surprise. We want people to like, you know, please put us on the committee. mm-hmm. And then the third one was the Modern Worker Empowerment Act. And this deals with independent contractors and how they're classified. And
which basically, is not just the travel industry thing. It's actually affects every industry out there that has right. 1099 employees.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically the reason we want to talk to them about this is because there's two different definitions on the books in the government. One is the IRS and one is the Department of Labor. And they're mm-hmm. different. So it's hard to be compliant because you don't know which one you should be following. And so we want to just express, you know, first of all, that ASTA likes the IRS definition better. So that's what we tell them. But mm-hmm. we also want to tell them why we are ICs and or independent contractors mm-hmm. and how we like that model. And specifically for the travel industry, people choose that model. So it's mm-hmm. not like an industry where they're just hiring contractors so they can avoid paying benefits and things like that. Like mm-hmm. we want them to know that that's not the case for us, and that we, you know, so it's, that's just about, you know, getting our message out there and talking about, you know, what our daily thing is like. So,
right.
yeah. And so we did actually have, we had somebody sign on and co-sponsor the first one for us. So yay, we got one of the awesome. Congress people to, yeah, she signed on to the airline ticket refund thing. So, and that yeah. was Deborah Ross, and she is in Wake County. And so I was in the meeting with her aide. So, so the way they do the meetings is, well, last year we had like a team of four of us from North Carolina, and we all went to all the meetings. This year we had two teams for North Carolina. So they sent us all to the senator meetings, but then they split us up for the Congress meetings, the House of Representatives. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you basically went to the one you were a constituent of, and then the other people on your team. So, Donna, I think you had three of those, right? Three of those meetings?
So there were three people from different areas. There was one from Charlotte. There was one from, I think, Davidson County. And then I'm from Johnston County. And so we had the three of us, and we had all of us going to our each individual ones and speaking. So there was always someone in the room that was actually a constituent of that particular representative.
Right. And then on my team, it was me and a lady that was with me last year. And then we had two people from Sandals who actually are not from North Carolina. One was from Chicago and one was from Maryland. And they represented the supplier side of the industry. And they were there to explain how they support ASTA and they support travel agents. And that's why they showed up. And that's why they were doing these meetings with us. So they could show. Yeah.
I love Sandals. I know. That's awesome.
It was really cool. I mean, I think it shows a level of professionalism too, whenever you've got a company like Sandals that's in the room with you, and it shows how much they care, you know? But so we had, you know, one of our senators is not running for re-election this year. So Tom Tillis, I'm like, why are we even meeting? You know, like in my head, I'm thinking, okay, it's very nice, but, you know, like there's just pieces of you that are like, you know, that this isn't going to happen with him. Right. And that's kind of what they told the aide. He was like, well, I appreciate this. And I think someone even asked like if we could expect follow up. And he's like, well, to be honest, you know, we're not really taking on new stuff right now, which, you know, makes total sense. But so there's a little bit of that. But we did have our other senator, Ted Budd, the person from ASTA who advocates on Capitol Hill all the time, had been working on him. And so she was like, we had a little note to talk to them. They were looking for a co-sponsor for the ACPAC Modernization Act to get someone on the committee. And there was a Democratic senator who said she would co-sponsor the bill if we could find a Republican senator. And so the ASTA person had been working on with the aides and like talking to them about it. And so we brought that up and he's like, oh yeah, you know, she's been talking to me. So, you know, maybe there'll be some movement there. Maybe we'll get that bipartisan support on that bill, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not anything controversial or hard, you know?
Right.
it's just a little
clarification in different, in three different places.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just showing up to, you know. Well, Donna, I feel like I've done a lot of talking. Is there anything that you want to add?
Well, the thing for me was, is this is my first time. And so it was interesting to kind of pull back the curtain and see how things really work in Washington. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, you know, you think it's like, well, I'm going to go show up and if I'm a huge donor for my senator, well, then, you know, they're going to definitely take up the mantle of whatever it is that I want to do. And that's, I mean, there's a lot of that happens, but there's also the grassroots where it's, and it wasn't just us. There were hundreds and hundreds of people going through the doors and security to get into these buildings that were going to advocate for their own industries. So it was like the cattleman's industry and the oil and gas. And, you know, and there was a sorority that was doing nonprofit work. And so, I mean, we're all of us are all asking for something.
Yeah.
And I think what really kind of set us apart is that, first of all, we knew what we were doing. We'd gone through the training. We knew what to say. They kind of prepped us for statistics and things like that we would know. And they also had all the legislative priorities on one sheet of paper that we could hand to the person. I'd say, this is what we want. This is why we want it. And they're real people that this is affecting. And this is how it is affecting us. And so whether we move the needle, I don't know. But we moved it a little bit, Deborah Ross, because she signed off.
Yeah.
But it made me realize that, yes, it does work, but at the same time, it is so slow.
Yeah, it works. Yeah. But to me, it's really cool too. Like, it didn't occur to me a couple of years ago that I could make an appointment with my congressperson or my senator and that they would meet with me. Well, they don't actually meet with me. Their aides do. But you know, like, still, you get to go in and you get to talk about what you need or what you're advocating for. And so, so I do think it's, I think if more people were more involved and showed that they were paying attention, that maybe things would be a little different. But, you know, it's cool. I really liked it. And I really like the way ASTA prepares you so well. And, you know, you can't talk about, oh, I donated, you have to keep money stuff separate. You can't really, you know, bring politics into it because that's not what you're there for. You're representing ASTA that day, you know? Right. So you're, yeah. So,
but it's gotta be very businesslike. It's this is what we want. This is why we want it. They want it very cut and dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It was cool. That's I wish Lindsay was here because she did it a few years ago too. And
she did
really
she?
Enjoyed it too. Yeah.
Okay.
She did. Yeah.
Well, maybe she'll go back and do it next year with you guys.
Yeah. Maybe.
If you go back.
Yeah. I'll have to talk to her about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to add? I feel like we've covered so much of this.
Well, if you do, the big thing, wear comfortable shoes. If you decide you want to advocate for whatever you want to advocate for, wear comfortable shoes, make your appointments way in advance, because this was a huge undertaking, having all these people visiting all these senators all in the same day. So it was, I mean, you could either do it piecemeal, go one by one by one, if it's just you, but this was a very big coordinated effort. And bring snacks.
Snacks.
Well, snacks, some of the offices have snacks. They gave
us. They do
like,
have some of them.
Sweet potato chips and
yes,
ooh,
and
don't, yum.
Peanuts. But you want to make sure you bring a couple of snacks because there is a cafeteria in the bottom of the Senate building or in the bottom of the House of Representatives buildings, but you know it's very very busy. The food was okay. I mean, it was cafeteria style.
Yeah.
And if you get hungry or you have blood sugar issues, definitely bring snacks.
Yeah.
Because you got to go when those people are meeting with them, and it's not your schedule, it's their schedule. And so you may have back-to-back appointments for, you know, 5 solid hours and you don't get a break. So just bring a snack to eat on the run.
And it's legislative day, so it's just one day, right?
It is one day.
It's the day of training, and then one day on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. On Capitol,
so
okay.
It's a two-day event, really.
Okay, gotcha.
And, I guess they didn't do an opening reception this year, so yeah. So just 2 days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
That's awesome. Really cool. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.